Hello again. This is John Chardy with words for you. Shocking words, though not with the words themselves, let me say, but with a note on the function of shock language, sometimes called taboo language, taboo words, except that they are not really taboo, which is to say forbidden, but reserved for those times of stress when nothing else will do. That reserve is what I mean by shock language, a store of words and phrases well enough known to all, but normally kept out of common use in order to be called upon to express shock. Every language has its store of such words, and every language seems to have decided more or less arbitrarily what they will be. In English, the most shocking words today have to do with bodily function and bodily parts, but only if we use the Anglo-Saxon names for them. Very proper ladies can discuss medical problems and intimate surgery in great detail, so long as they confine themselves to Latinate medical terms. In almost all European languages, however, especially in the Romance languages, words about body parts and body function tend not to be offensive. The Norman Conquest had a lot to do with this British decision to put such words on our shock list. The conquering Normans looked down upon the crude Saxons and scorned their language. Then, in the 16th century, Henry VIII broke with Rome, and bit by bit the British simply lost the art of cussing a real blue streak. The British decided that only obscenity, by which they meant the words for bodily parts and functions, would be shocking, and that profanity, the language of religious abuse, would not count for much. British cussing has since been impoverished. An angry Spanish mule skinner who knows his religion and his art of cussing can ring out a curse for a good 15 minutes without repeating himself. All he need do is start at the triune top, stringing out sacred names in low association, and so descend through the whole hierarchy of the blessed down to Saint Fish and the habits of the local priests and nuns and their paramours. Note that in Catholic England, such artistic profane cussing was still possible. Chaucer, in describing his drunken rioters, his rioturas, laments that they sat around saying such horrible things as z'blood, z'nails, z'wounds, etc., which is to say, Christ's blood, Christ's nails, Christ's wounds, and he found such language shocking. He exclaims in dismay of his rioters that Christus a holy body they torrenta. They ripped apart Christ's holy body. And why, he asks, should men so damn their souls? He was objecting, that is, to profanity, the verbal desecration of holy things. Yet, throughout the Canterbury Tales, he makes sufficiently free with the simple, blunt, old English terms for bodily parts and functions. This is John Chardy saying, take the cotton out of your ears, and may the hammer never hit your thumb. I leave you to imagine for yourself what you really want to say to the next ring-tailed baboon who scraped your fender. Or take along a Spanish mule skinner when next you drive in heavy traffic. Pedro will have good words for him, an endless, soul-satisfying flow of them.
The comments of poet and etymologist John Chardy.